Hello and welcome to The Elder Wand, a Harry Potter podcast. I am Matt.
And I am Ez, and friends, we are back with some exciting Wizarding World news. We think it's exciting. I don't know. Some people might not, but I'm telling you, I'm here for it.
I do, because as everyone knows, I am one, full disclosure, a Warner Brothers Discovery shareholder. And two, I'm a Warner Brothers homer. So why? Right, because I own stock in them, obviously. How much of the company, you know, do I own? Not very much in the grand scheme of things. But you know what? David Zaslav and I, who we're about to be talking about, you know what? We're partners, okay?
We're
partners.
You've got investments. You've got stock in that.
I'm an insider.
Man.
I think straight, man. I love Harry Potter so much. I'm invested, okay?
Yeah. Matt's like, oh, yeah, you guys bought the books.
They say DVDs. Put your money where your mouth is. Well, I did.
Yeah, exactly. You did. You did. I actually bet you got a lot more in there than people would realize. So,
all right. So anyway, so this has been really cool. We talked about this actually. We did an episode where we were talking about the Dumbledore movie, and I've been talking about this. Ez and I like to talk about the content streaming wars and all this stuff that's going down, right? And you know, one of Warner Brothers who just was released. Thank God, from AT&T, and now they sort of merged slash were bought slash sort of partnered with Discovery. The way that deal actually worked is really weird. It's like Discovery, in a sense, bought Warner Brothers, but Warner Brothers is worth so much more that the name and everything, like Warner Brothers, is actually the bigger part of that company now, but right. It's still being run by David Zaslav, who was the CEO of Discovery.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird the way it all works out, but ultimately that's kind of the way it works. So here's what's happening. So the first thing he did was he came in and he started axing people left and right. Thank God, because Warner Brothers has been in a tailspin across the board. Right. The Harry Potter franchise going down. DC franchise, some hits and misses, but going down, man.
Yep.
HBO, they're not touching because it crushes it, which is sweet, because that's what we're going to be talking about today. So here's what's happening. David Zaslav coming in. This is an IGN article, but I saw an interview with him on CNBC, which is actually where some of this came from. So following a massive merger, it's a new day at Warner Brothers Discovery. Freshly minted CEO David Zaslav, is talking about the direction of the company. He says, you know, they've already seen a bunch of executive departures on the Warner Brothers side. They're changing up some content on TBS and TNT. The one thing that is not changing is the focus on Warner Brothers franchises. Reports already point to Zaslav looking for a boss for the entire DC brand, kind of like Kevin Feige is with Disney, Kathleen Kennedy is with Star Wars. And it seems that more Harry Potter content is on the company's priority list. A report from Insider from the Wall Street Journal, Zaslav is looking to make Harry Potter related content for HBO Max. And he has plans to meet with J.K. Rowling in the coming weeks to discuss this potential content. The Fantastic Beasts movies have just gone downhill. It's like a ramp going down the wrong side in terms of box office.
Not good.
And some of it is some of these have had massive budgets, which I don't know that we need anymore. I think can focus on more sort of character driven stories, and we don't actually need as much, magic. I mean, as weird as that sounds, you know, it's like what's really interesting about this whole thing has been like Dumbledore and Grindelwald and their relationship. Like, we just want, we want like epic backstory conversations between these people. Is really what we need right now.
You could do it in a classroom. I mean, that's the thing. You don't have to go, you know, the set.
Exactly.
It's different now.
Exactly. So anywho, Fantastic Beasts was the sixth highest grossing film. While that sounds decent, it's behind things like Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and Everything Everywhere All at Once, which I've heard is really good. And those movies came out before it. So that's kind of the way the box office works, right? So Fantastic Beasts, as and I watched it, it got kind of bad reviews. there were things we liked, sort of things we didn't like, just kind of this weird movie, you know? But nonetheless, what this means though, is it's really good because they're going to be pushing hard for more Harry Potter content and presumably, hopefully Harry Potter content on HBO Max, which is what I think we, as in I really want, and I think would really be the best thing to go. So we already know that like so you look at HBO Max, which is Warner Brothers streaming service, and dude, they have DC content like out the wazoo. It's insane. They have you've got like DC stuff all over the place. It's crazy. It's not like Marvel where it's all sort of an MCU now and it's still sort of all combined. You have like adult oriented cartoons, right? With like the Harley Quinn show. You've got Peacemaker, which is an adult oriented HBO Max show. You have not only the DC extended universe movies like Shazam and Justice League and Batman vs Superman and Wonder Woman and the upcoming Aquaman, you have DC movies that exist in their own respective franchises like Joker and the new The Batman movie. So DC is like all over the place. Then you look at some of their other biggest things like Game of Thrones. They're beginning to branch that out and they're going to have more and more things. Well, Wizarding World is like that third sort of pillar. It's a huge, huge, huge piece of like of content that you own that you can push forward. So what Ez and I are going to be talking about today is think just open the floodgates, Ez.
Yeah.
Let's do some pitching here to you know, our business partners.
Right.
You know, Warner Brothers here. What do we want? And you can pitch multiple things, but like what do you think would actually be some of like what kind of Harry Potter content do we want? You can make kids content, adult content, whatever you want. You can make multiple things. What are some you're going some with?
Things? Okay. Well, so one of the things they're bringing J.K. Rowling in and it's like, okay, with that, it's either this offer to buy or whatever, or to say, hey, can you make something else? Or would you like to work in whatever? I think what they need to do too is open up the idea that J.K. Rowling could work on a series, could run something with the main cast or whatever, and somebody else, can we set up multiple shows like Matt's saying here? And again, we're just going to have fun pitching some. Because the big one, at some point, maybe not right away, because you kind of work out the kinks and stuff, eventually you bring the trio back. Like, that's the home run. That's the whole big thing. That's
so post.
Hairy. Yeah. I don't think you do it first, though.
Would you announce
that?
Would you do Cursed Child? Would you just do its own thing? Or do you go before Cursed Child and have it be like kind of like The Mandalorian, where it could be something in like a couple years? Like you're still have to take down some of the Death Eaters or something.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. That's a really good point because, you know, the idea was you could do the Cursed Child movie. And then go beyond that. See, I kind of wanted to go beyond where any Harry Potter content had gone. You know what I mean? Like, take us to the very furthest point in the timeline and say, okay, from here, let's move forward. Harry's older. He's got kids. They've all got, you know, kids in school. So we can kind of follow them.
When does Cursed Child take place?
Let me see here. All of his kids are in school.
Just because, like, Harry Potter... Excuse me, I have a cough. Just because, like, Harry Potter takes place... in what 2000 Harry Potter finishes like 1999 or something like that in sort of the timeline.
Yeah, so let's see, the events of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child take place 19 years after those of the final J.K. Rowling novel,
so that'd be like now-ish, right? Like 2020.
Let's see, maybe. Yeah, when did that happen? Yeah, so gosh, it almost seems like I'm thinking 19. See, honestly, I've never actually I've only read bits and pieces of this, and Lottie's been all over me to like actually read the. I need to read it at some point. I think it's just night says 19 years later. So I don't know exactly when that would be per se, but because to me that would be one spot you could go. You could just pick right up after that story because everything that I from what I understand that happens in that book. It's like where we start. And
so 1998 kind of plus 19 is what, like 2018?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. 2017. Yeah. So like it's like now, like it would be like now-ish time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, go just move on with the story. There's another Dark Lord. There's another I have no idea what you do with that. If the kids are just doing their own thing, is there some other competition with other schools? You've expanded the Wizarding world already in the Fantastic Beasts. So we know about Ilvermorny in the United States. We know we've been to Germany now. We've been to France and we've seen different places. I think that would be something you could do. Again, you want the whole magic of Hogwarts, but that would be a complex one to do. I don't know how you would do that. Do you focus more on Harry Potter's kids or do you set up sort of a bigger thing where you use the Harry Potter cast, original cast, and then you cast these kids that are going to grow just like Harry. And we watched, you know, Daniel and Emma and Rupert, you know, grow up. We watched them for years. They could kind of be that guiding, that older cast or whatever. I think that's the home run, though. That's the one that you do eventually, that if you announce that, everyone's going to be like, okay, how do I watch this? What do I got to do?
Right. And that's the biggest one. Right. See, I think I would honest to God, I would just make a movie that's like around the Cursed Child time, but I don't think I would do Cursed Child.
Yeah.
I generally just think, I don't know. I mean, I do not think Cursed Child would work as a movie. I think it would suck.
Yeah, well, I don't think
it's just
do
it's
that,
too much. Yeah. It's just it's way too much. It's like Voldemort has a daughter, and then Harry's it's way too much. I don't think people would like it, because the whole point of that movie would be to recapture the spirit of the original 8 movies.
Yeah. Yeah, you
could do elements. You could do elements in an adaptation, but I do not think I would do like I don't think I would do Cursed Child verbatim.
No, I don't. It's from what I know, people love it as a play, but I'm not so sure. That's what I'm saying. I was saying go post, you know, go beyond that. We've already got the play. And then just because I think they're still in school, right? I mean, again, right. I don't know. I have to go look up all the, you know, the actual plot summary right here. I mean, the opening paragraph to the plot summary is like an 11-year-old Albus Potter arrives at King's Cross Station to board the train, yada, 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 seen up by his parents, all that good stuff. And he meets up with Scorpius Malfoy. And you've got people want a Draco Malfoy series, by the way. They want like.
Right. But then they start. They basically do a multiverse and they start going back in time and messing up timelines.
Yeah.
I think right now that'd be bad, because I think everyone would be like, people who don't even know there's another book.
Right.
Would be like, oh, they're just trying to copy Marvel and all this other multiverse stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think, right. I wouldn't touch that.
Right.
Okay, so one I would do, obviously, well, then the next one I would say is Dumbledore and Grindelwald. We need to see it.
Yeah.
I would say as like your big thing, whether that's one movie or sort of like a HBO Max series, right? Like you do a Star Wars and Disney, it's like a limited 6-episode
mini-series
or something. Yeah. That would be good. But I'm going to branch out even further. I think it's time to start looking at other places for this. You know, DC does a great job with all their animated stuff. There's no reason you could not begin to create a cast of characters like a Quidditch team and just give us like, them doing that, sure. Or do like, you know, Hufflepuffs like that are there during, you know, like when Harry Potter's there and it's sort of their story and there's like other stuff going on. Like, yeah. I think there's a lot of stuff you could do with that, with animation. That would be, you know, like teenager animation, like they do with Teen Titans and all that stuff. And I think it could blow up. You could put it on regular television. I mean, there's right. So much stuff. Like when you start to look at like Disney and DC, Marvel and DC and Star Wars, like they have all sorts of different revenue streams and entry points for people. Harry Potter needs that. I hope it comes, because David Zaslav should offer her the same deal they gave George R. R. Martin.
Yeah.
Which seems like a 5-year, $50 million deal. we want to do multiple projects, but you're still going to sort of oversee.
Yeah. Oversee the things. So how about this? You remember when Disney came out and they announced, like, we're going to do Rangers of the New Republic, Ahsoka, Acolyte. They listed off all these freaking shows. What people want is something like that. Because I know people are listening thinking, why haven't you guys mentioned, like the Marauders, you know, like going right. back and looking at those yeah. four running around. What was that whole thing? Like the Order of the Phoenix, go back to sort of the early days when Voldemort was, you know, doing his thing, leading up to Harry, sort of what we would call the Robert's Rebellion story before right. the story, you know, that, I mean, I want to see Neville going back and being a professor. Honest to God, I would just follow freaking Neville around and watch and hear what it's like to kind of right. be, you know, live that professor life. I don't know.
Yeah. But I think you can expand too. I mean, I think you can.
Animated, it's a great idea.
I think there's already so much in the characters we have, but I think that you can begin to introduce all these new characters that we could just create. You know, I mean, like the cool thing about this Fantastic Beast series is that we began to actually explore America and what's going on over here. I mean, you haven't even touched any of that really.
Well, right,
just,
right.
I mean, so you have that. And then I think, you know, you begin to view the age ranges you could hit too. Like you can do something that could come on when kids get home from school, like on Absolutely. TV, like on TNT and all the, you know, all these other things,
yep.
Or whatever, Cartoon Network and that, mm-hmm. You know, there's no reason for there not to be that yeah. type of content.
So at one point, you know, Star Wars used to just be live action. It's all it was, you know, right. And then they said, we're going to do the Clone Wars. Clone Wars came out. They goofed a little bit on this. They switched it. They moved it. Then Rebels came out. They kept going. It was a huge
There's Resistance. Deal. There's Ewoks and yeah, the yeah. droid show and all these right. other things.
Prior to that. Yeah, that's a good point. So it's like, there is no reason what's yeah, they did a show on just droids and Ewoks alone, right? Now people laughed at them or whatever. People laugh at the Clone Wars and Rebels for all I know. Like it's like they're for kids. It's something that gets people in. It's your hook. It's like, okay, then as they grow up, you got that kid show. And then they're going to grow up and then they're going to go watch the movies, watch the films. And then, oh, there's TV shows about the Marauders. And you kind of like can take kids through this path. They've already got the theme parks and stuff. You've already done all that work. So I don't think you're going to tarnish it by you could go back in time. You could go way back. Like this video game is one of the coolest things, the whole Hogwarts Legacy
right.
thing.
Right.
That's one of the
new
coolest
original characters. Yep.
Yeah, on that super awesome. And Star Wars is doing it. They're going back to the High Republic. And kids, you know, it might not be our thing, but would kids love that? Is that a good marketing thing? Is that like going to, you know, sell? I mean, it's sort of one of those things that we haven't even touched that in Harry Potter. So let's go see what that would look like.
Yeah. I'm with you. There's so much. There's no reason. You know, I mean, it's hard to say that Harry Potter could compete with like DC and Marvel, just like even Star Wars. I think Star Wars would have as a hard time competing with DC and Marvel just because those things have literally almost 100 years worth of content with comics and, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of characters and different yeah. stories that have been written that you can pull from. But there's no reason that Harry Potter can't compete with, like, say, Star Wars. I mean, it should be. The Wizarding World should be Warner Brothers Star Wars compared to Disney's, you know,
absolutely
on Star Wars.
Absolutely. Well, that's like what you were saying, you know, earlier is that you have this card, you have this Wizarding World Harry Potter card that you've yet to really play. I mean, you've just been doing some right. Wizarding World Fantastic Beasts stuff and it has tanked. It has bombed. It's not been good. And let's fix that. Let's stop the Fantastic Beasts. You did a trio. You got your three movies in. There's all the controversies that are surrounding it. But then Jude Law, we love Jude Law. Bring him up. Like, let's do the series. Finish it up. Like, finish that arc. You've already started it. So I say finish it somehow. Like get to it, whether it's a CV, like a series, like a TV series. Right. Bring people exclusively to the app itself and have them go in there and watch it. We're all going to be watching Kenobi later this week, and it's not going to be in theaters, man. It's going to be like we're going to go, and we have to go on the app and watch it. So that's something that I think they should do for the Dumbledore series. But you could pick any time period. I mean, I
would love to see like Merlin. And
I was going
to
say, you could go back pretty darn far if you want to.
The house, the original, you know, how did Hogwarts, the creation of Hogwarts.
Right. Yeah, that would be really cool. There's the founders and everything, you know, and then what was it like making that, the dynamics, the secrets? There could be, you know, things that might even tie into the main
Slug
series.
Slug Club,
bring it on, man. You know, yeah, I just don't know. I mean, it could be just a drama. It could just be a day in, day out kind of drama of like, okay, they're teenagers, right? I mean, like, we have so many of these shows where it's just like a teen drama, like wizards and witches falling in love or doing something. You could have something playful like that if you wanted to, something more serious.
You can go super dark. I mean, could you just do a movie on Voldemort?
You could.
I mean, go look at how successful, it doesn't have to be rated R, but right. Go look at how successful Joker was, the Joker movie.
I know.
That movie's really dark, man. That's really dark. But I mean, it was successful.
So you put the parental guides or what the
and
controls.
You can get. I always forget his name, the guy who plays him, but yeah, he's in, you know, so many other things, Kingsman and Grand Budapest Hotel. It's like Ralph, I think something, right?
Right.
I'll pull it up here.
He's out there though. Grab him and.
Right, because you can obviously he's gonna look the same, right? Ralph Fiennes, yeah.
I think that would be really cool.
Just
do a whole series on him growing up or I don't know, like traveling. Like I said, the whole Order of Phoenix, like they fought him. There were battles, like Neville's parents, you know, like there's all these things that happened prior to that we hear about, and that's a really good element for storytelling. It's great for a lot of the stories we read. I don't know why I'm thinking about Robert's Rebellion, probably because we're talking about HBO and Warner Brothers here, but like it's like that's something that happens. It's your prelude. It's the whole prelude. It's whole setup, you know, and people want to see that. Snape. Yeah, people want a whole series on
people. People are fan casting Adam Driver as a young Snape so hard. I'm down.
I would watch every second of it. I would watch because that's one of those cool things with like the perspective, point of view matters. You know, we followed Harry Potter. We didn't get to see what Snape was going through that whole time. And then a young Snape, you know, what was it like when he faced Potter's or Harry's dad, you know, James? There's just so many things that would be cool to see from that angle. Get a view at the darker side of things. Again, I actually still think that like Draco could have his people are so hardcore into Draco and his redemption and everything, you know, post the cursed child stuff. You could have his own TV series where he does. I mean, they did a whole thing with like, so again, I think you go look at what Marvel's doing. Loki, WandaVision, right? You've got Captain Falcon, Winter Falcon, Soldier. Whatever it's called.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Winter but Soldier like, and the Falcon, but then became Captain America.
All right. There we go.
Captain Falcon is in Smash Brothers.
All right. There we go. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, but there's just so many different things that you could do. Neville's huge. I know people want him back in, you know, on whether it's in film or TV, they want to see him back up there doing his thing, you know?
Right. Hey, speaking of Smash Brothers really quick. Nobody from there yet has been announced, but I do think we will be getting you know, that video game Multiverses, which we were looking at the other day. It's a Warner Brothers sort of Super Smash Brothers video game.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
That's coming out, and it's got like characters from, you have Arya Stark from Game of Thrones, obviously DC characters like Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman, then some of the classics like Taz, you know, Scooby-Doo, Tom and Jerry, stuff like that. It is a sort of fighting game, but a lot of the leaked characters and stuff like that show, we're going to be getting Harry Potter characters too. We're going to, and Lord of the Rings. So we're going to be able to finally see Dumbledore versus Gandalf, you know, and
let's go
and have fun. But so, I mean, it is cool that's probably coming, that we are going to get some of these characters in a video game, even if it's, you know, whatever. So it's good to see, you know, hey, the Harry Potter stuff being used a bit more.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you just mentioned Gandalf and Harry Potter and all that. I'm just thinking about with Discovery, HBO or Warner Brothers, whatever. Do they still have the rights to Lord? You brought up Gandalf. I'm thinking Lord of the Rings, you know, and stuff like it. So it's a kind of a sidebar there. I'm thinking about, because I know they're doing this like War of the Rohirrim and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like if you got rights, if you've got the access to it and you've got the card to play. I mean, the streaming wars have begun. They're well underway. And you got to do more. Stranger Things is going to hit it out of the park. I mean, that's their big ace. The Netflix is playing this week, later this week. So,
right.
I mean,
and they have The Witcher.
I think it's foolish not to move forward. I know some people want J.K. Rowling excluded from all of that for all these different things. Clearly, the CEO is worried about where you're investing your money and getting yes. you a return on your money and getting people more Harry Potter Wizarding World content. I know people say, "Oh, it's whatever." Guys, it's like
that's how it works.
That is how it works. But it's like there's storytellers. There's good stories. It's entertainment. You have parental controls. If something is too dark or too whatever, that's fine. You can go watch. You know, like they could do something like you said, dark with Voldemort. They could do Tom Riddle. They could do Snape, and that might be a bit darker and edgy or whatever. And then do something lighthearted with animation and stuff. And as your kids get older, they can gain access to all that kind of stuff. Like, it's still all storytelling and puts you in this world that I think is great. Which is what. And then there's books on top of that you can go check out that we all love and are near and dear to our hearts. But I don't know. I just think like. I know people would want to try to hurt. I don't know. I don't want to even get into all that kind of stuff. It's just sort of like, just make a good story, tell a good story, do something good for kids and take them into this world where, you know, Harry exists and where Hermione exists, you know, and all these cool, awesome characters. Jenny, I want to know what's up with Jenny, for crying out loud. She's awesome. Yeah. So,
I'm looking here just to see in USD thousands. Okay, so they have around $4 billion cash on hand.
Okay.
Currently, now of course it ends up working out that what you really want to do is actually take debt, because the way when you're a large corporation you can take debt and then pay for stuff. Trying to see what their doesn't show their short-term debt around $339 million, long-term debt around $14 billion. You know, whatever. I have to look up multiples and all this other stuff. But I mean, do you just pull the trigger and just bring in JK and say, here's the deal.
Yeah.
You wrote three movies and they've continuously gone down. Because Warner Brothers doesn't have to do anything with her brand. She can't take it anywhere else. Because they have the rights to movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, it's a mutual relationship for them. If I were Warner Brothers, I'd play hardball at this point, since there's obviously so much controversy around her. And you just had three like movies go down in a row.
Right.
And you have a brand new CEO in here. Who can be like, who literally is not messing around, man. I mean, he canceled CNN Plus day one. It's like, gone. This was a flop. Get it out of here.
Wow.
I mean, I don't think anyone's going to care if you go take out $4 billion in debt to go say, hey, we're going to give you a George Lucas type deal. You can take it in Warner Brothers stock, which Lucas did for Disney and got a bunch of Disney stock when he sold it to Star Wars. He actually owns like 2% of Disney now. But, that's what I'd do. I would just buy her out, and then you can do whatever you want. Because right now it's kind of like she has to sign off on it.
Oh, she has to give approval.
For certain things. And
Let's just up that money. Let's just say, hey, here it is. And then look, if you don't want to, cool. We can walk away and you can just kind of be irrelevant.
I don't even know that Harry Potter's worth $4 billion.
No, probably not. Right
now. With inflation, maybe. I don't know. Inflation's way up, but
the thing is,
I feel like it's more like $2 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just not nearly the amount of content.
No.
Well, for starters, there's more movies than when Disney bought Star Wars.
Yeah.
You have, because you have eight movies and now plus the three. So you're at what? 11?
Yeah.
So you have 11 movies, which is almost twice as many as when Star Wars had.
Yeah,
when they bought it, but you don't have any of the other stuff. You don't have comics, books, toys. I mean, there are merchandise. You'd have books, but you don't have. I mean, the catalog of Star Wars games, everything is way bigger than like the existing.
Yeah, it was reaching
Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah, it was reaching and influencing so many other people in so many different ways because of all the number of years and all the stuff that had been out there, all the content. So you're right. I mean, it might not be worth that much. But also, like, you're kind of, you haven't got a point, Matt. Like, maybe they don't have to play ball with her. They can just sort of say, look, you're going to play, like, here's our offer. If you still want to be involved or whatever, here's how we're going to do things. And this is the case. And if you're going to be a problem, then we're not going to deal with you. We're going to move on to something else and create something new. Spend our money where, I mean, you know, I don't know.
All right.
I feel like,
hold on. This cannot be right.
Yeah.
It is saying that the Harry Potter brand is worth $43 billion. That is absurd. Star Wars isn't even worth $43 billion.
Yeah. Where's that brand?
It's saying because they have, theme park rides and all
theme park
stuff.
Yeah,
that is not there's no way. That's more than Warner Brothers is worth. So I don't know who's doing this calculation, but that's like entirely incorrect.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. So is that coming within the next couple of weeks? Though they're going to be sitting down. That meeting will probably be, you know, coming up this summer. So
yeah. Oh, this is like how much money it's made over the course of its life. Yeah, but that money's been distributed out and everything. I can believe that. But there's no way you're telling me that as it sits right now, if you wanted to buy it, it's $43 billion. That's
what I'm saying, though.
Absurd.
It might be worth them really going after her with a big dollar amount to say, we know what we can do.
I would say at top $4 billion.
Yeah, because they can turn, I mean, come on, they could turn that into series and, you know, big
so
movies
much more
and
stuff.
Yeah, so much stuff. That's, and I think, I hate to say it, but I mean, like, it just kind of sucks because I don't know, too many cooks in the kitchen or something with those movies. Because the last one, it's all over the place. It's unfortunate because there's really good actors, really good story.
There's really good parts to it, but it doesn't. Yeah,
they're almost like three different stories going on in the same movie, and you need them to have their
own.
It's
like having a Ferrari with like a few, like, you know, chips of paint and dents on it. It's like, well, it's still a Ferrari, but
but it's definitely
some dents on it, man.
It's banged
up, little scratch here. It's definitely a used Ferrari. It's not a brand new one,
right? Yeah, and that's the thing. They can fix that. They can correct it. And I hope this guy does. If it's just her, like, wanting to micromanage and control everything and try, it seems like that's what
I think she did give up some of it on this most recent one.
Oh, really?
She wrote the scripts for the first two, but then they did bring in someone else to also write it. Now, to me, there's parts of this movie, the most recent one, I enjoyed the most out of the three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I know. It's in a way, it's kind of the Rise of Skywalker, where it tries to fix some stuff, tries to correct some stuff, and then it ultimately just, like, doesn't know where to go. And, like, I don't know. I feel like you can really tell the moments that JK was, like, writing on it. Because the whole end of this movie, like, when they're standing up there and they're deciding, like, who's going to be the new leader and everything, and, like, the little creature, whatever, walks up to Dumbledore and he's like, oh, no, I can't be it. It's like, that was entirely unnecessary. And I can tell you right now that was J.K. Rowling.
Well, yeah, it also seems like
she's so protective, and she wants everyone to think her characters are just so cool. And
right, it also seems like something out of a book when things slow down like that, and there's all that kind of stuff happening in one spot, and there's just a lot of conversation, and it, I don't know, it does feel like someone who would write a book is writing that because that it comes off better.
And like Credence is like dying in the background. It's like so weird.
he's
literally just laying there.
Yeah, can we
he's
just like, ask some help? You know, like, come
he's
on.
He's literally, seriously, he's just literally laying there.
He's just chilling there,
crying out for help. It makes so much sense that it's actually Ezra Miller, because that's like what's going on.
Oh my god, that's sad. Jeez, I bet you they regret after they cut that all up and then they saw the stuff in Hawaii. They're probably like, we should have just killed him right there. Like,
yeah. Although I will say to give him some credit, I will. His arrest video. Did you see that? It leaked. It's really bad. It's like really bad. Actually, it's almost like the cop is being like sort of like he's actually being like really compliant, and the cop's like being a little more. Yeah, Come on. But how many times has he been arrested? You know what I mean? It's one of those things where it's like,
yeah.
Once the cops kind of know, yes, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I really don't. Just looks bad. Look, the whole thing looks bad.
It just sucks because he actually plays a couple really good characters, you know, that we like. And when he acts, he's a good actor. You know, I wish he wasn't, you know, that behaving that way off camera or off set and stuff. So I don't know. They got to square all that stuff up though. They got to fix it. They got to move forward. I would love to hear from folks like what's that character that you want them to kind of continue off the series or a trio or time.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, so that's one more. We just finished. We each pick one more thing. So what's just off the top of your head, like what would you like to see? Think about like, you know, what Star Wars does and Marvel does and all this stuff. And
okay. You know, so something that would be different would be, and I'm thinking Star Wars because you just threw that in my head, is sort of that lone wizard that's a hero in the wizarding world. That's just
right.
And it doesn't have to be modern time now. It probably should be back in the day.
Like a Mandalorian type.
Yeah, like a roll around wizard who rescues people from dragons. Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly. Like something like that where you go in, you defeat the Witcher, right? The Witcher goes in and out village to village and does things, right? So where's that traveling wizard? I get that there's the wizarding world, but even witches and wizards need help with some of these darker.
Because that's one of the coolest things about Newt Scamander is he shows up and you can tell he already knows what he's doing.
Yeah, yes.
Which is cool. But then, you know, it's just like, I would actually watch more Newt Scamander. Really give him a standalone HBO Max. Like, I think you could get two seasons of like him and Tina, excuse me.
Yeah,
him and Tina like actually going out and like try and like rescuing creatures or something like.
Yeah, just doing something exactly. People said originally what this should have been. Was literally that. That was what it got to. But like Jake, the funny part was Jacob just being his muggle nomad assistant is so funny that he learns these traits. Like he has no magic, but he's helping with magical creatures and they love him. And he goes out and does stuff. And along the way, they meet, you know, Queenie and Tina and just sort of keep that whole thing going without all the other craziness. I mean, really, I had no idea when I first watched it that we were going to get into Grindelwald and all these different stuff. And I get right out the gate, you're hearing rumors about it, and you're like, okay. But I didn't think they were going to, I thought he was just going to be hearing about that, and Dumbledore would be kind of dealing with it on his own. No, it's like he's directly.
I'm with you though. Make a new character, make a brand new character, make him like an Auror.
Yeah.
Who is an Auror during the time when like Voldemort and the Death Eaters are like doing stuff. You could even have him get killed in the end.
Yeah.
But I think you could get like two seasons, like you said, like of a Witcher type show.
Right.
Where it's like him like hunting down.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool. Like he could be hunting down all brand new characters we didn't know existed.
And monsters, like, and monsters exactly. or other.
Something
other
like that creatures. Could be cool. Or you can have it take place in a different part of the world. Like that'd be cool.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it could. So, think of South America for a second, right? Like all the stuff in the Amazon and different people who might need like different types of like a magicians and village shaman and stuff like that. That like an Auror who we know is from, from England is traveling around doing stuff. I just think it would be kind of crazy. I think I really was thinking of The Witcher and like Obi-Wan, but yet someone who was like not in exile, but you know, traveling. Doing their thing, you know, helping out. I don't know, like,
and a car and a made for like something that can appear on both HBO Max and whatever, make it a Cartoon Network cartoon because that's how you build the fans that you have for life, man.
Yeah, it's true. Yep,
it's crazy. Like, it's crazy. Like when I talk to my nephew and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, who's your favorite superhero? He's like Lego Batman. It's like, whoa. It's like, okay.
Wow.
Specific, you know, give us why can't we get Lego Harry Potter, you know, movies? They have the games.
Right. Yeah, they do. And the games are awesome. I mean, yeah, that's there's so much stuff that you could do. And right. I just feel like we want to know more about Magic.
Warner Brothers owns the Lego. They don't own Lego, but they own Telltale Games for the people who make the Lego games.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So they just made money off the Lego Star Wars.
Let's go.
Let's go, man. Triple dipping.
That's a great game. Yeah, man. So I don't know. I just think, here's the thing. We've talked about what we want and all these different things. Do you think it's going to happen? Do you think they're going to reach a deal? I guess predictions here. And how soon do you think it'll be happening?
I do.
You do? Yeah. You think it'll be like an announcement by, you know, I don't know, this summer or the next bit? When's the next, you know?
No, I think they'll probably sit down and I think it will be, Traveler Tales, but sorry, was the company I meant to say. I think they're gonna sit down with them and I think they'll just announce it. They're like, hey, we're gonna do a Harry Potter, whatever. I think they're gonna announce a Harry Potter HBO Max series coming.
Yeah.
It's probably gonna be one of those things that shows up in a shareholder meeting.
Yeah,
like whatever. Okay. When they say, "Hey, here's what else we have coming. Get excited for it. All this stuff."
Gotcha.
Because I'm trying to think of what all's the big stuff on Warner Brothers' plate right now. Well, the DC movies, which have all been sort of moved around, moved back, and then Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon.
Yeah. Here's a question. So they said they wanted someone to kind of run the DC universe, like Kevin Feige does for Marvel.
Right.
Would they do the same thing for Harry Potter if it's not J.K. Rowling? You know what I mean? Like, I know George R. R. Martin is kind of right. Like consulting and helping out, but
he's not the head of HBO. Run.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying you need like someone who is going to come.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah, I would. And be the over who's like the Kevin Feige / Kathleen Kennedy of.
Yeah.
I feel like those things, world.
They do better, right? When there's someone who you're saying, OK, no, it's this, like this person feels the responsibility to say, I'm making sure these things work. And that person's hiring people that are also making sure all these things connect and are working and right. stuff.
Yeah, like Kevin Feige just had some retreat where they just went and planned out the next 10 years of Marvel.
Unreal.
I mean, crazy.
That's getting ahead of the game. That's how you lay breadcrumb. That's the stuff that Star Wars should be paying attention to.
Right.
Like, that's how you do it. I'm sorry.
And Wizarding World should be.
They should. Now, they also have the issue that Star Wars has sort of, which is like, where do you go? See, Marvel's just moving forward, straight ahead. I feel like, yes, they go back with the Black Widow, and they do a couple of different filler things back and forth here. But I feel like generally it's just started and moved right. forward. Whereas like Star Wars is filling in gaps, doing this, bouncing back and forth. I worry about Harry Potter. If you do that, you just got to navigate it well. You just have to explain it and right. communicate it well to people.
The advantage, though, that Harry Potter has is it's not like Star Wars, where Star Wars has three sets of movies that take place over like 100 years, like the whole thing.
Right.
And then you have like tons of content like here and tons of content here. Harry Potter really has, to the general audience, they have two places. You right. have the Harry Potter movies and the Fantastic movies.
Right.
A lot of people don't even know that there is an eighth book.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, they could actually just forget that and move right on past.
I would retcon, clear it out, not even touch it, worry about it, and just do your own thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're right, though. It's much easier just to say, okay, let's just move forward.
I can tell you right now, if Warner Brothers buys Wizarding World from JK,
yeah,
and then they say we get to do what we did, just like Disney did, Cursed Child will be not canon.
You got to get it out. So, okay, that's the same thing that George said when he was like, yeah, you guys can write all your stuff, but if I ever get to that point where I need to drive forward, I'm doing what I want to do. All like, right. It's all good and well. It's a separate timeline.
Star Wars has already decanonized some of the stuff they themselves wrote.
I know. I know. It's like, because if you need to, you can rework things and help people, guide people through that. And so, to make a whole new series and to do your thing, if they have to move it out of the way and say, set it aside, I say, do it. Set it aside. You know?
Do it.
So.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks for sticking in here. Ez and I just talking about this. A little bit of news, because where do we want Harry Potter to go? You know, the fallout from Fantastic Beasts. It's like, man, what's next?
Yeah.
Right?
We need something, so, buddy. Yeah.
We need something. So awesome. Anyway, as always, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you next time. And remember to have your wands at the ready.